you know, the first part of the year, on New Year's Day, there's zero and zero. There's no color on that chart. So that can be a little intimidating, but I'm tracking Ace Enroller, Ace Achiever, and the Top Producer Trip, and then the other chart is tracking that, you know, $1,000 at a time to get to the next President's Club pin level, and then all the way up to the Founders Ring.
So it's important to kind of have a track to run on so you know where you are, where you're at, and where you're going to be when you get where you're going. So Joe has put together this great tracking chart that will help you, you know, kind of stay on track of, because we have Ace Award for brokers. If you go out and enroll 40 brokers, you are part of the American Council of Eagles, and you're presented a beautiful watch, and you also have a shot at being one of the top 10 enrollers for the year, and they even give you an Asher watch. Also, you have a chance to be an Ace Enroller in members, American Council of Eagles in the membership area, if you enroll 80 members for the year. And once again, the year started yesterday, so you've got 12 full months from June to June, or from June to May 31st, to achieve that. So if you're brand new on the team, or if you've only been in the business a few weeks, now's the time to start tracking yourself for the Ace Award. Also, you'll want to track yourself for the trip award. We always have a big trip every year. This year happens to be to Canada, and it's going to be a beautiful trip up into Canada. And I already know where next year's trip is, folks, and it is going to be even bigger and better. So you'll certainly want to make plans on next year's trip. And each and everybody on this call, regardless of, you know, your rank or your pin level, have a shot to win those awards, because it has nothing to do with anything other than your personal ability and efforts to go out and make it happen. I know I'm excited because I qualified for Ace Broker Award back-to-back, year-to-year. Last year was the first year we had it. Won it last year, won it this year, also won the Achievers Award in members last year, won it again this year, so I'm back-to-back winner. I'm excited. I wouldn't expect you guys to do anything I hadn't done. Also, Ms. Vernon and I qualified for the trip to Canada this year, and even qualified for the top 10. We get an extended three-day trip to a five-star resort. So it can be done. It's just a question of rolling up your sleeves and following the business plan that AmeriPlan has laid out, as well as our team. As a group here, we do some things that nobody else does across the country and across AmeriPlan. We've got people on our team setting all kinds of records. Of course, you got Wendy from Alabama setting records. You got Janie Jones setting records. We have a young man here in Dallas that was the top member enroller here. And so we're excited about where the team, overall team, is going. We got some great coaches such as Joe Blanton and Joe Straw, and a lot of other people on the team are just awesome trainers. So you'll want to plug in each and every week to these calls and get these little chunks of gold that we lay on the table on how to enhance your business, how to accelerate your business, and how to keep your business moving forward. And I tell you what, if you concentrate each and every day on doing something to advance your business, you're going to win, and you're going to win big. So if all of those on the call tonight, if you'd like to have one of these tracking charts, if you will email me, we will forward to you a tracking chart so you can keep up with this year's events. So just shoot me an email to MikeMC@simpleasabc.com. Once again, that's MikeMC@simpleasabc.com, and I'll get with Joe, and we'll forward to you a tracking chart. So with that, we're going to go right into the training, Joe, and we're going to talk about basically the five key components that is required for a person to have a successful business opportunity. Once again, it really doesn't make much difference what type of company. If you're open up a magazine that says business opportunities, number one thing you're going to want to look for is a company. So you're going to want to check a company out pretty good. There's pros and cons as we talk about in startup companies versus companies that are somewhat established. What are some of the pitfalls of a startup company, Joe?
Well, the pitfall of a startup company is many times you've got somebody that was able to recruit and build a sales organization inside of a company, and they go out and start their own company, and they don't know how to run the business end of it. You know, so they can go broke in the first 6 to 8 weeks. As a matter of fact, I think these statistics are over 90% of them go out of business in the first 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, and think about that. You know, the startup company is pretty risky. It's kind of like going buying stock. You know, of a startup company, you can buy buy blue chip stock and have a pretty secure investment, or you can buy a startup company and the risk is very, very high. Well, this is no different. If you get involved with a company, whether it be a donut shop or, you know, if you're going to start a donut shop from scratch, you're going to take a bigger risk than if you would and bought a franchise of, you know, Krispy Kreme, as an example, because they've already got a proven track record, a proven recipe, and a proven formula. So if you go out there shopping around for a company, you know, you want to be sure that you found a good, solid company. You know, here in Maryland, we're, right at 12 years old. We got an established, proven track record. We've been featured in, we'll share with us some of the media press, Joe, that we've received over the last 12 years.
Over the last 12 years, we've been written up in hundreds of newspapers nationwide. But the biggest one for me, actually, you know, two or three of them, but the U.S. News and World Report wrote an article on us, and it was very favorable. And one of the big statements they made in there that their main plan is, you know, paving the way that, you know, by the year 2010, they expect Ameriplan to be a billion-dollar company with a B. And, you know, that was before they even knew about the new medical plan that's coming out later this summer. And so that's one of the most exciting articles. The Dallas Business Journal has written us up two or three times. There's Network Marketing Lifestyles had the biggest pictured article they ever published was about an airplane. And then Morley Safer from 60 Minutes came and did a documentary on a benefits plan and aired it into 34 million homes on his American Medical Review show. Like the company, Soletta came back and did another documentary on a business opportunity for another show that's called American Business Review and aired that through 34 million homes. So, you know, the press we've gotten has paved the way for us to make it that much easier for us to build a business, because now people think they've heard of them at times, but they may not be quite sure. So it's making a huge difference in our ability to go forward.
Absolutely. It's called credibility. So one of the components, I'm going to mention all five components, and we're going to break them down one at a time. The five components that you're going to want to look for in a company are in the opportunity itself is, number one, is the company. Number two component is going to be timing. Number three is going to be trends. Number four is going to be the compensation plan. And fifth is going to be the products that that company offers. So once again, that's company, timing, trends, compensation, and products. Now, we just mentioned the company. Once again, we're a very well-established company. Got a beautiful $23 million international headquarters right here in Dallas, Texas. So that's a clue when you see the two owners, you know, pull out $23 million to, you know, to put their stake in the ground. They're not renting some building. They're not leasing some building. I mean, they took money out of their pocket and, you know, and once again staked their claim, $23 million international headquarters. And, you know, they're debt-free companies. So those are powerful things that, you know, as you're looking into a company that you'll want to know about, is the company solid and here to stay? The next component is going to be timing. You know, we want to talk a little bit about the timing because, once again, there's a lot of good companies out there, but there's not a lot of good opportunities out there. Timing is one of those things that you'll want to look at. For an example, Microsoft, Dell Computer, Walmart, Southwest Airlines. Those are all great companies, but the opportunity to become wealthy with those companies would have been when you got in the early stages, what we call the formulation stages of those companies. You know, they're a very stable company today, and, you know, if you go out and look at some of the statistics that they talk about getting involved with a company timing-wise, you're going to, for example, we're going to talk about network marketing. Right now, they say that, to watch a company through its formulation stages, and when they get somewhere around 100,000 distributors or brokers or agents, whatever you want to call it, that is the right time because they've cleared the path, they've cut the trees down, they've paved the roads. It's not that you couldn't get in there earlier, but you know, somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 a year in sales, or $100 million in sales, somewhere around 100,000 people, that is what the formulation stage is. And if the company is right, if you got these ingredients, the timing, the trends, the compensation part, all that stuff together, then you go into what we call momentum stage, critical mass. And there have been several companies that have done that in the past. Well, right now, Ameriplan is right there just past that formulation stage. We're right at on the verge of what's called critical mass. We're right at just under 100,000 brokers nationwide. We're right at $100 million in sales. So we're in perfect position for this company going to what we call critical mass, and that's where all the millionaires happen. I don't care if it's with Microsoft, Dell Computer, Walmart, Mary Kay, Herbalife, Amway, you name it, every company, when you was positioned yourself in this company life cycle in what's called critical mass area, and you rode that thing on through, you become very, very wealthy and millionaires. And that's exactly where we are in this company life cycle right now. So timing is very, very critical. You can get into a company way, way too early, and the company goes broke, as Joe mentioned a while ago. You can get into a company when it's way, way too late, and you're going to make some money, but you're not going to get wealthy. So timing is the issue. Now, you tie the timing in with a major economic trend, and that even real, that's what puts you into to really what's called critical mass, is when you put the timing in with what we call economic trends, time-sensitive information. And when you think about that, you know, look at, you know, just look at the front page headlines right now. You know, the highest unemployment in years is happening right now. You know, the majority of the people in America right now are just living from paycheck to paycheck. If you were to cut your paycheck off, you would be amazed, 85% of the people wouldn't last 90 days without a paycheck. They go bankrupt. So, you know, it's very important that you look at these economic trends. Another major economic trend here happens to be the baby boomers. There's over 76 million baby boomers out there from the ages of 39 to 58. Now, Joe, share with us a little bit about what, you know, why being a, number one, being a baby boomer, you know what that really means.
Well, the baby boomers have created markets every time they've come through a trend. And the trend right now with the baby boomers, I mean, the baby boomers were responsible for Mattel Toys and Gerber Baby Food, you know, to be, you know, multi-trillion, billion-dollar companies now. They were the cause of the muscle cars in the 60s, the real estate boom in the 80s, where all the baby boomers buying their first, you know, houses and stuff like that. And what the baby boomers are moving into now is medical need. The reason they've been building drugstores on 2 to 3 out of every 4 corners all across the United States in the major cities is preparing, and they've been there for about 7 years now, is getting ready for the baby boomers to go into closer to retirement, get more dependent upon prescription drugs, and drive the prescription drug market just like they've driven every other market. But baby boomers also want to look better. You know, we've always wanted to take care of ourselves, so they're more into keeping their teeth white, you know, and stuff like that. They're into glasses and cosmetic type dentistry. They don't want to pull their teeth out and get dentures. They want to get implants now. All the stuff, you know, that we provide for them. So it's a perfect timing for the baby boomers to explode our market.
Absolutely. And you look, there's hospitals being built in every major city across America. There's the vision eye care industry has just used the cosmetic type stuff is huge. LASIK surgery is huge. Designer sunscreen glasses, all that kind of stuff are huge. I'm seeing some of the biggest dental clinics I've ever seen in my life being built right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's unbelievable, you know, with the children and the adults and the baby boomers, you know, the money that's being spent in that area. Nobody likes to pay regular everyday price. Everybody wants to get a big old discount. We're seeing, you know, Sam's Club. I mean, when was the last time you was in a Sam's Club in a Costco and seen the hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, seem like, you know, on the parking lot inside the bill in the building, everybody is, you know, buying some kind of membership plan so they can save money.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they'll fight. You know, they'll throw all these groceries and stuff in their basket, not even have anybody help them find anything. There's nobody there to sack up anything. Nobody there to put anything in your car. You just go out there and dump it in your trunk. But you have this mindset that you saved all this money. You're willing to do that, and that's a major trend. Once again, we're following the timing of our industry, the timing of the economy, the timing of where we're at. Plus, you put that into the trend, you know, the baby boomers, once again, 76 million strong out there. Then you got the retirement situation where we create true, honest-to-goodness residual income. So once again, we back up a little bit and review that. We talked about the company. It's got to be strong. We talk about the timing. You know, like right now, the timing would not be good, I don't think, Joe, if we want to get into the computer business. Because I've got a feeling Microsoft and Dell Computer and those kind of places pretty much got it captured.
We're way too far back on the learning curve for that one.
Timing wouldn't be a real good idea for us to get into the hamburger business. I think Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King pretty much got that one sewed up.
I agree.
It'd be kind of silly for us to try to get into the, you know, airline business. The timing is not right with the high cost of fuel and all the things with the national security going on. That's not the time to go into the airline business or anything related to travel business of any kind. So as a person is looking at business opportunities, and guys, as you're sitting there talking to a potential prospect, you're going to want to share these five components with them. Okay, so we've covered the company, the timing, the trends. Now, let's cover the one that I get excited about, and that's getting paid early and often rather than too late, not enough, called compensation. Obviously, we all need to be compensated. Now, it is said, Joe, that if you go start the average business out there, traditional business out there, that it is several years before you show a profit.
Yeah, it's usually 3 to 5 years before you show a profit, because there's so much money invested and then continually fed back into the company to make it, to build that name brand, name recognition, and get a clientele out to where you've got a consistent flow that you don't have to advertise too much for.
So let's talk a little bit about our compensation plan. The cool part about our compensation plan is you have 3 ways we get paid. We get paid daily. Those are commissions that we get paid on a day-to-day basis. As we enroll a member, goes into the system, checks are cut, mailed out the next day, so we have what's called daily pay. The next one is we have what's called RSD commission checks. And the third is overrides. So let's be a little more specific here, Joe, as we talk about the compensation plan. Do you agree that getting paid daily is better than getting paid once a month?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the enthusiasm and excitement that we have when we go out and we have a new broker? Let's say you signed up the broker across the street. The lady across the street becomes a brand new broker.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes out, she signs up with you on Saturday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You give her a few brochures, and you plug her into the training system, and you kind of coach her along a little bit, and you get her on the Option 5 benefits training, Option 6 compensation plan training, and boy, Monday morning, she's ready to go, right?
Right.
So Monday, she goes out and makes a sale. She sells somebody a membership plan. Boom. Within a matter of maybe 48 hours, she's got a check coming for $36. She's excited.
Mm-hmm.
She does that every day. She does it on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. I mean, every day she's running out that door talking to somebody. Now all of a sudden she's getting a check in the mail every day. Man, you talking about getting excited and fired up. I remember when we first started, it was a foot race every day to the mailbox. Ryan and I would be looking out the window watching that mailman come. And, I mean, it was exciting. Every day there was a check in there.
Yep.
And so that's the exciting part about daily pay. I've had people say, well, I'd rather, you know, I'd like to see the company go to electronic deposit. Well, the problem with that is you don't get those, you know, you don't get those checks in the mailbox, and you get a bunch of people running up down the street saying, I got a check, I got a check. And that's exciting.
It really is.
So the daily pay is a very powerful tool, and it's amazing what can happen here with daily pay also. Let's say, Joe, that you're a broker, you're putting in 7 to 10 hours a week here, you're part-time, you got a real job as a school teacher, you got a real job, you know, working for the city, or got a real job, you know, in traditional business somewhere, but you're doing this on a part-time basis, right?
Right.
All right, now all of a sudden you decide, you know, you play golf about twice a month. But for whatever wrong reason, you know, caught this little infomercial on TV, and they got this new driver that just, I mean, it looks exciting. Looks like you can hit the ball forever. And, man, you'd really like to buy that driver.
I did.
But the problem is, it costs $100.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't got $100.
Okay.
It's not in your budget.
Yep.
All you got to do is go out and enroll one broker, or about three members, and guess what? You got your golf club.
That's true.
Make three sales on membership side, or one broker on the basic broker side, and guess what? You've just earned and paid cash for that new driver you want.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You ain't got no charge card. You ain't worried about getting your credit cards all charged up. You just went out and made a couple of low sales, and you earned that golf club. Now, on the other side of the coin, say you're a young lady, and you're out shopping around, and you see this beautiful dress. And maybe you'd like to have that dress, or maybe it's something for the house that you want to get for one of the grandkids. My wife is a good example. I mean, everything that she sees for that grandbaby, she wants to go buy it. Mm-hmm. But you know, most of us in America, once again, we live from paycheck to paycheck. If you could find some way to generate an extra $200 to $300 a month, and you can spend that $200 to $300 a month any way you want to. It might be on a new vacuum cleaner at the house. It might be a new sewing machine. It might be a membership at the health club. It might be a membership at the country club. It might be just putting gas in the car. The price of gas today going up to $2.50 a gallon. You may need an extra $200 to $300 a month just pay the gas every month.
Yep.
So daily pay can be powerful. Then all of a sudden you get out and you start building this sales team and you start getting these RSD commissions. Now those RSD commissions range anywhere from $25 to $100 to $150. So let's say, Joe, that I go out and I bring you into the business.
Okay.
All right, I'm pretty busy. I'm working the same part-time, but you get in the business. And let's say that you recruit 3 to 5 brokers a month. Because you got the same problem I got. You got a full-time job. You're working, you know, a full-time job out there, and you can only put in 7 to 10 hours a week. But, you know, you're working this business. You're following the business plan, and you bring in 3, 4, 5 brokers this month, right?
Right.
Well, I got a shot at picking up an extra $200 to $500 just in RSD commissions. That's mailbox money that's coming in over and above what I'm doing. And once again, that can be powerful. That $300 or $400 or $500 can add up quick.
It does.
Now, all of a sudden, you might want a new laptop. Now, what's a good laptop cost us, Joe?
About $1,500, $1,600, and then by the time you get it all wrapped up with all the stuff, it's about $2,000.
All right, so let me see if I got this right. If I got a broker, and he's out there recruiting 3 to 4 to 5 brokers a month,
mm-hmm.
Within 3 or 4 months, I've earned enough RSD commission checks I can go pay cash for a brand new laptop computer.
Yes, you could.
Because, see, that's not money out of my budget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking money from the family. I'm not taking money out of my employment check. This is additional money over and above, you know, that I can, you know, put in the piggy bank over here, ear tag for a new set of golf clubs, ear tag for a new computer, ear tag for a new microwave oven, ear tag for a sprinkler system to go around the house, ear tag for a new DVD player for the house or a big screen television, whatever it is I might need, I can put that in there because that's additional income over and above. And it's powerful.
That's real powerful.
And then we got the override checks, and that's when it really gets exciting. That's when you go out and you put a few brokers on this month and a few brokers on again the next month, and you do that over a period of a year. That's the reason setting your goals for these ACE awards are so powerful. See, if we set our goals to hit ACE, that means we put how many brokers on minimum for the year?
40.
Now, when you put 40 brokers on and you teach them to do the same thing, over a couple of years, you're going to have a pretty sizable increase each and every month, each and every year, in your override commission check.
Correct.
Now, what does it take to be member ASOR?
80 members.
80 members. Well, 80 members will bring in close to, what, $600 a month? That's probably, what, $300 or $400 a month right there.
Right.
So, you know, that's the reason it's so critical, gang, for you to go out and set a goal that you want to achieve the ACE Award in brokers and members. And that goes, if I can do it, you can do it. So, you know, give it a little bit of time, and now all of a sudden, not only do you get the daily commission checks on what you do, but let's say, for example, Joe, that I go out and I'm leading my example. I got my... You know, I'm working to be get my 40 broker, right?
Right.
All right, I got five people on my team to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, over a period of a year, let me get my calculator out. If I've got five people doing the same thing on my team, that means they're bringing in 200 members.
Correct.
Because I got five times 40. That's 200, right?
Yeah.
So worst case scenario is I'm going to earn, you know, let's see, if I got 200 times $25, I'm earning an extra $5,000 a year just in RSP commissions.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Now, if that's if they come in on the low side of only $25.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I've got to lead by example. If I'm not doing it, my team's not doing it.
Exactly.
But think about what happens when just a few of your people go get a few, who go get a few, who go get a few, who go get a few. Now, I know this works because the first 12 months, as Joe knows, we sat down together, we built a business plan, and in 12 months, you know, I earned over $100,000 in commissions, put enough business on the books that I had a residual income of $100,000, and today they paid me over $160,000. So I know it works.
Yep.
Now, the difference is most people, Joe, I think you started part-time.
Yep.
Most people start very part-time, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You start part-time, you learn what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Just like, you know, cooking in the kitchen. You know, if I remember when Jody, my daughter, first started to hang around the kitchen, you know, she wasn't able to cook a gourmet dinner the first trip into the kitchen. She started off cooking chocolate chip cookies. You know, you just learn things by degree. That's the reason it takes 12 years to go from the first grade to the 12th grade. You learn things by degrees. So as a brand new broker comes into this thing, don't expect to do what I did in the first 12 months. Because you don't know where I've been and what I've done before I got here.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of experience. So, you know, you need to go through a little bit of a learning curve if you're brand new. You need to read the books. There's a lot of great books out there. You need to listen to audio tapes, a lot of great powerful training. You need to be on these calls every week. Don't ever, ever, ever miss a call. You need to be on the conference calls that we do and the training calls that we do other parts of the week. That's how you learn the secrets of this business. That's exactly what I did over the years. I've read and read and read and listened and listened and listened, and I have literally attended thousands of meetings to learn and to develop the skills that we have. So, once again, a review of the compensation plan. We pay daily, we get RSD commissions, and we get overrides. So, let's back up, Joe, and talk a little bit, you know, about, well, first of all, before we back up, let's go into the fifth key component, and that's what? The product.
Product. Yes.
General Vivian Prescription Chiropractic. I mean, folks, it's a simple deal to talk about. I mean, I approach Joe, and I say, Joe, let me ask you a quick question.
Okay.
Do you or anybody you know ever go to the dentist?
Yes, I do.
Do you or anybody know ever take prescription medicine, wear glasses, or go to a chiropractor?
I know some people do all that.
Boom. Do they pay regular price or they get a big old discount?
Regular price.
Folks, that is such a simple presentation on a product. We don't have to teach ingredients. We don't have to teach anybody how to swallow. We don't have to store anything. We don't have to inventory anything. We don't have to mix up anything. It's that, you know, we don't have to learn parts and numbers. I mean, think of all the different things that you would have to learn in traditional business or other network marketing type opportunities out there. I was looking at a company the other day that was in the nutritional business, and they had skincare, they had nutrition, they had weight loss, they had hair, they just had so many different things in there. There's no way a person would be able to listen to and hear all that.
Mm.
And we got a storm taking place here in Dallas, so if I get cut off, it's because there's a big old major storm that's just coming through.
It's major, isn't it?
Yeah. So, once again, the product, we're not going to spend a lot of time on the product because everybody on this call already knows it's dental vision prescription chiropractic. But let me share with you how you tie all this up into a sales presentation. So let's say I'm sitting down with you at the coffee shop, and I'm going to say, hey, Joe, let me ask you something. If the money was right and the timing was right, would you be wanting to take a look at something?
Certainly.
Well, you know, I've been doing a little research, and, you know, I've just started my own business.
Yeah.
And here's what was important to me. I had to find the right company.
Mm-hmm.
It was important that the timing was right, and it was important that, you know, that company not only had the right timing for us, but had a product, you know, that had an economic trend to it. I'm not interested in getting into some kind of a temporary fad like the hula hoop.
No.
You know, I want something that's going to be here to stay long term. Mm-hmm. The company's got to pay, and it's got to pay early and often. And, of course, it's got to have a product that I can get excited about and be proud about. If I could show you, Joe, a company that on a scale of 1 to 10 could score 10 on every one of those, would you have any remote interest?
I definitely would.
Boom. See, folks, what you've got to do is share with them the five components to it, because there's a lot of people out there looking for some kind of an opportunity. You know, and every day, look how many shops open up in your neighborhood, whether it be a dry cleaners, whether it be a new franchise in the food, fast food industry, whether it be a service station, whether it be, you know, any kind of a mom-pop type operation. Look at all the hundreds of thousands of dollars it takes to open those up. But in their mind, they thought it was a great opportunity for them. Just think about what it would take to open up a daycare center, what it would take to open up the wife and I were down on the lake this past weekend, and just put in a minishop in a bait store of all the dollars and time and energy that's required to do that. So once again, guys, the five components are real critical. If you can master how to, you know, share that information with people, the company, the timing, the trends, and the compensation, and the product, folks, your business will absolutely explode. You will have more business than you can say grace over. And if you duplicate that process over and over and over, Katie, by the door. So what other comments would you like to make on recognizing the five key components of choosing the right business opportunity?
Well, it sounded up pretty good tonight. You know, the whole thing is we've got the best business opportunity out there. It's just about being able to express it to others to where they understand it and are willing to take a look at it. And so it's about, well, yeah, what you said, it's about staying on the calls. It's about getting out there and practicing it and, you know, doing it poorly until you learn to do it better and just stay in the game.
And everybody starts. Boy, I tell you what, I was the worst presenter in the world when I started. I got a little dog named Lucy. And I tell you what, Lucy has heard this presentation a million times. And, you know, he or she who tells it the most wins.
Yeah.
Now, one word of caution, less is always better than more. So don't throw up too much information on people, but just give people the, you know, three or four bullet points on why this is a great company. Three or four bullet points why the timing is right. Three or four bullet points why this is, you know, the economic trend is right. Three or four bullet points on the compensation plan. Three or four bullet points about the product. And that's it. I mean, you can go through all five of these components in 10 minutes. It's not a long, drawn-out affair.
No, it's not.
Keep in mind, the whole game here is like a game of baseball. Our goal is to get them to first base, then move them to second, then move them to third, and then bring them on home. It's not trying to hit a home run right off the bat. It is about getting them on base. Get them to first base, and it may be a week later before you get them to second. It may be a week later before you get them to third. It may be 6 weeks later before you get them home, and that's okay. Just, you know, give them the information, feed them the information, and just move them around the bases. It's a process. It takes time. Most people, Joe, that I talk to, I don't sign up on the first call.
Right.
Most people, it's 3 to 4 or 5 talking times down the road before I've established enough rapport and credibility and got to know them enough, because there's sometimes, Joe, there's people on there I talked to the second time, I didn't call them back the third time because I didn't want them on my team.
I can agree with that one.
Man, there are some people you just don't want on your team because they'll drain you. They're negative. They'll drain you down. They'll drain the team down. You just don't want them on your team. So be selective. But at the same token, be easy on yourself. If it's not happening to you overnight, just hang in there. Just be patient. Just keep on reading, keep on listening, and keep on keeping on.
Yeah,
because it will get there.
Yeah. And I'm going to back up one more step to the tracking. You know, when you break everything down, just being, you know, New Year's Day, basically, second day of the year as far as the man plan is concerned, all you have to do right now to achieve Ace Enroller, Ace Recruiter, is to get one broker a week and two members a week, and you're set. You've got everything you need at the end of the year, and there's room in there for variation, you know. It's between three and four brokers a month, get your top Ace Recruiter, and six to seven members a month, get you Ace Enroller. And out of that, you're going to be so close. If you and you duplicated that in your team, then it only takes $174 a month increase in your residual income to earn the $25,000 advance so that you get the top producer strip. Increase your residual income $174 a month. That's all it takes.
There you go. So if you want the tracking chart, just send me an email to MikeMC@simpleasabc.com. That way we know you were on the call tonight, and we'll be glad to send you out a tracking chart. So, as always, we thank you for being on the call with us. What a great leader you are. And obviously, you won both ACE Awards, so you're leading by example, and we take the hat off to you. Job well done.
Appreciate that.
And we're going to go ahead and open up the lines for anybody that has any kind of comments or whatever. We'll take a few calls tonight, so here we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the call.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hello.
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 If anybody's got a comment or a question or anything, we'll try to answer for you here tonight.
Do you have an outline on the call today?
Yeah, if anybody wants an outline of the five key components, they can shoot me an email, MikeMC@simpleasabc.com, and I'll shoot them out an outline.
Great. Can you answer a question about the Simplest ABC website?
I'll try to.
See, what I've done, I canceled my paid member at Simplest ABC, and right now I cannot use the free version.
So you downgraded from a paid version to a free version?
Yeah, and I cannot use my free version now.
Okay, you may have to re-sign up completely all over again to a free version. Ned, are you going with us?
Yes, I am.
You know that's what they would have to do?
Yes, he will.
Okay. You're going to have to go back in and log on as a brand new person onto the free site.
Okay.
Did they ask for your ID number?
Yes. You can put in your same ID number. It'll probably let you back in once you reset up. Next question, please.
Hey, Mike. This is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Parks out Round Rock.
Yeah, but
got a question. I'm on Simplest ABC in the training area for scripts. Is there a script on qualifying and or disqualifying a prospect?
Probably not.
Okay. I have one, Mike.
Okay. We can probably put one on there if you'll shoot me an email on that, Larry. Larry, we'll shoot you out something.
Great. Okay.
Good. Anybody else with a question? Anything related to a merit plan? Or how to build a business, or how to, you know, who's going to be the next president? Any question that you want. How to solve the crisis of the gas economy.
Hello, Mike.
Can y'all hear me?
No, we can't.
Yeah, okay. I'll just keep talking to the wind.
There you go.
Walmart, is it full blast on everything that we need to have a provider to provide?
Now, Walmart is only a provider in the vision department.
Okay.
They have their own prescription plan. If they have a vision plan on property, then they're part of our coast-to-coast partners.
Okay, I have a question about the medical plan that's going to come out.
Okay.
Is that an exact date, and is it going to cover all the United States or just major markets?
Just major markets in the beginning, because we're building our own network. It's not some kind of rental network, so it just takes time. When you have to talk to every doctor in the U.S., it just takes time.
Another question. For the benefits that we have now, is that going to be combined in one cost along with a major medical?
You're going to have options. You can add different things on, because there's going to be some people don't want the major medical, all they want is the dental, so it's, you know, they're going to have an option where you can have this, this, or everything.
Okay.
Okay, if we wanted an overview of what you had tonight, the tracking and all of that, we just email you it. Do we have to specify each thing, or will you already know?
I won't know, but if you want a tracking chart, just put on there, send me a tracking chart. And if you want the outline, just put on there the outline, so I'll know which one you want. Anybody else with a question?
Yeah, this is Dave Bison of Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at the turquoise brochure.
Uh-huh.
And if you have, I guess, 30 seconds or a minute with someone and you want to just go over this brochure, what do you say? You just hit the main bullets? What would you say?
What was your first name?
David.
Sorry, David. You got a couple minutes?
Yes, I do.
Let me ask you, David, do you or anybody you know ever go to the dentist?
Yes.
Do you or anybody you know take prescription medicine?
Absolutely.
How about go to the chiropractor, wear glasses or contacts?
I do that.
Yeah. If you had a chance to save up to 80%, would you have any remote interest?
Yeah, I would.
Well, let me share with you what we have. We put together a dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic plan all rolled up in one, and discounts will range anywhere from 25 to 80% depending on what needs you have. And it's only $11.95 a month for an individual. $19.95 a month covers everybody in your household. Now, the cool part is we give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. You try this thing for 30 days, go to the dentist every day if you want to. Buy as many glasses as you want. Take as many prescription medicines as you want. If you're not 100% satisfied with the results you get, you send it back and it won't cost you a dime.
Wow, that's great.
Because really, it's kind of trying to sell a car. Would you buy a car without test driving it?
No, I get that.
So I would rather, you know, somebody tells me, well, let me check it out. I said, great, man, I was hoping you'd say that, David. The best way to check it out is like driving a crack figures around the block, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, the only thing we need to do is fill out this little application form. We can shoot this thing right out to you, and you can try it out for 30 days. And if for any reason you're not completely satisfied with it, send it all back, and it won't cost you a dime.
That's good. Thank you.
You bet.
Another question.
Uh-huh.
Relative to getting physicians like dentists that we'd like to have beyond the plan.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything we can do to kind of kick them in the hind end to get them going to get on the plan? Because we have some dentists here in the area. They just don't seem to want to cooperate.
Well, you can call your cousin Smith and Wesson. Oh my gosh! Here's the downside. Depending on where you live, you know, across the country. Let's say you're a dentist, and let's say you got a toothache, and you call the dentist up, and the lady says, well, you know, Mr. Customer, you know, today's Monday the 2nd, I can see you June the 29th. Well, there's a good chance. I mean, you're so busy, you don't need any new business. Or we're not taking on any customers. See, our plan is not going to motivate that guy. It's not going to help that guy at all. But if you got a dentist that you call up the dentist's office and say, hey, look, I've got a real bad toothache. I need to see the dentist. And they say, okay, we can see you Friday. Well, there's a good chance he needs us because he's got time on his hands.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we can't, you know, what we do then is obviously we turn if I've got a dentist that I go to, I would turn his name into our provider relations department. And then they would contact that dentist and say, Dr. Jones, one of your patients has asked us to contact you. and become a provider for us here at Ameriplan USA. And then they will share with him the reasons he should become a provider. Now, keep in mind, you know, if it's small town USA, provider relations can only spread themselves out so far. And right now they're concentrating on enrolling doctors and physicians and stuff, and so they're probably not as quick to get to a dentist right this moment as you and I would like for them to be. But we all have to have patience. I know the number one income earner in Ameriplan, Mark Jarvis, started off in Austin, Texas with only two dentists. And his pitch was, good news is, David, if you don't like this dentist, you can go to the other one. Any other questions or comments?
Dave Bezzer again from Michigan.
Sure.
You talked about, I haven't been paying attention here. I have just started, but you mentioned major medical. Is there going to be something coming with that pretty soon?
Well, it's not really major medical, but we will have a physician's plan coming out. We'll be making an announcement at the convention on a physician's plan.
Okay, and convention is when?
June the 24th.
Okay, all right.
So in a few weeks, we're going to be making an announcement of some things, and you know, we're real excited about adding that product. It's going to be a physician hospital network that we're putting together. But it's not designed to replace insurance, but it is designed for those people who can't afford insurance or need some assistance in that area. It's going to be a great product.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So using the term major medical is the wrong thing to say.
Yeah, I would think at this point in the game, until we really see what we have, you know, the company's kind of keeping it hush-hush until we get it all ready, all the I's dotted and T's crossed. I wouldn't call it a major medical product. I would just call it a physician's network.
Okay.
Physician's hospital network.
I'm not going to refer to it at all until I hear.
And that's probably the best thing right now, just say, look, this is what we got today, get started with it, and anything that we add in the future, you can upgrade later.
Well, that's right. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, we built a company, it's a $100 million a year sales company, and we've created, you know, hundreds of millionaires on what we got right now. So I'm not waiting on anything else because I personally have built a business that pays me over $160,000 a year residual income on what we got right now today. So I'm not slowing down at all.
Do you see the government kind of trying to interfere with the progress of companies like Ameriplan?
I'm sorry, did you say something? Lightning struck. What did you say?
I said, do you see the government interfering with the progress of a company like Ameriplan? It seems like I run into so many people that are on welfare and have everything they need.
Well, I don't want into that here because I don't know, you know, the government is going to be thrilled to death for us to be able to take some of the pressure off of them. Number one, 99% of people I run around with don't want to use welfare benefits anyway. They want to be able to go to the dentist that they want to go to, and they want to be able to get the needs that they want, not some, anyway.
That's a good point.
It's not. We've not seen this as a problem anywhere across America in the last 12 years.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know, but here in Washington, government using pretty much the same system with Ameriplan using is finding the network and paying them the dentists and stuff like that cheaper than what regularly they get paid.
I didn't understand what the comment was.
It was about welfare people, stuff like that.
Right.
They're using the same system as Ameriplan does, the network system.
No, because we own our own network. They're not using our system.
I know, but they're using the kind of same similar system.
Well, the problem is, in the welfare deal, is the doctors aren't getting paid what they want, so they're not going to want to do it for free, so our system works a lot better because they're getting paid. And like I say, we built a company, it's $100 million, and you know, we enrolled 400 brokers Friday alone. So we're doing something right.
That's right.
Anybody else with a question?
Mike, yeah, it's Lawrence again at Round Rock.
Yes, sir, Round Rock.
I got a question on provider reps. They're good to bounce things off of. How can we find out who's a provider rep in our area?
Call provider relations at corporate office and ask them who the provider rep is in the Austin area.
Provider relations, okay.
Yeah. Just call the main line and tell them you want to speak to somebody in provider relations.
Thanks.
anybody else. Well, it's storming here in Dallas, so I'm going to shut things down here before lightning strikes my telephone. Good. Appreciate the opportunity, as always, to be with each and every one of you. We look forward to seeing all of you at the convention. And God bless, take care, and go, go, go.
Thanks.